7th of October, 2009, Starbucks announces Fuck America campaign. This is Reverend Simulator for News. Seattle, Washington. Today, Starbucks announced their new Fuck America campaign, their latest in a series of corporate-sponsored events designed to destroy troop morale, lend aid and comfort to our enemies, support terrorism, and hate freedom. Because, as their CEO Howard Schultz says, quote, "That's just how we roll," unquote. Starbucks is no stranger to such controversial and profit-destroying plans. Long known for being second only to Walmart in their disdain for all that makes America great, they first started some years ago with a quiet campaign to deprive soldiers of their coffee, or as was related by Sergeant Howard C. Wright of the USMC back in 2004, quote, "I wrote them a letter asking for their aid in sending me some coffee. Not for me, you understand, but for a private I knew who was dying," unquote. Sergeant Wright was referring to Private Eddie Slovak, who had single-handedly saved an Iraqi village comprised solely of handicapped children and nuns from a terrorist attack, before then saving them again from a U.S. Air Force bombing raid. Regrettably, Private Slovak was strafed when he hurled his body between the squadron of U.S. planes and a church full of Down syndrome toddlers holding puppies. Private Slovak begged Sergeant Wright, quote, "If I could just have a cup of Starbucks coffee, I could hold on long enough to write my dear widowed mother a letter telling her where she could find the money to save the family farm and get an operation for my crippled and blind little brother, Tiny Tim. Please, please, just one cup of decaf venti orange mocha frappuccino," unquote. Alas, it was not to be, as Starbucks answered the heartfelt plea of the sergeant with a letter saying that they did not support the troops any more than they supported the firemen and policemen of 9/11, many of whom Starbucks had watched die of thirst rather than let them sip some water out of Starbucks' unflushed toilets. Afterwards, Starbucks bought the bank that held the note on the farm, foreclosed on it, and killed Tiny Tim. Slowly. Fortunately, Sergeant Wright had access to a computer and sent an email to his closest billion friends around the world, and has kept up with the Starbucks campaign since, such as the Your Mother Sucks campaign, and later on their Jesus Does Too campaign. Quote, "Someone has to expose them," unquote, said Sergeant Wright while helping a kitten out of a tree in Fallujah. Quote, "God knows no one else cares to. Otherwise, everyone would stop buying from these monsters," unquote. Saying that, he excused himself to write a letter home to his father, who, oddly enough, has the same name as the CEO of Folgers. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.